Radio Prague News.
The husband of Ukraine's jailed opposition leader Yulia Tymoshenko has been granted political asylum in the Czech Republic. Prague Archbishop Dominik Duka has been named cardinal by the Pope. And the Czech health authorities have advised women who received faulty French breast implants to undergo repeat surgery. The husband of Ukraine's jailed opposition leader Yulia Tymoshenko has been granted political asylum in the Czech Republic. The Czech Interior Minister Jan Kubice confirmed the news at a press briefing on Friday afternoon, saying the request had been filed several months ago. The former Ukrainian Prime Minister was sentenced to 7 years in prison last October for abuse of office in what the European Union denounced as a politically motivated trial. The asylum granted to her husband, Oleksandr Tymoshenko, is the second high-profile case the country has dealt with in the past 12 months. Last year, it granted asylum to a former economics minister in the Tymoshenko cabinet. Meanwhile, Ukraine's ruling party of the region says the request for asylum was financially motivated, claiming that Tymoshenko's husband wanted to transfer abroad funds that his wife received from political sponsors. Prague Archbishop Dominik Duka is among 22 archbishops elevated to the rank of cardinal by Pope Benedict on Friday. The Pope announced their appointment following an Epiphany Mass in the Vatican and will elevate them to their new rank in a formal ceremony on February 18th. The 68-year-old Dominik Duka is the country's second living cardinal alongside Miloslav Vlk. The head of the Czech Catholic Church will thus join the conclave that will one day help elect the Pope's successor. Czech women with silicone breast implants manufactured by a French firm accused of using unapproved industrial-grade material should have them replaced, a health ministry spokesman said on Friday. The recommendation follows a consultative meeting of a commission of experts who met to weigh up the risks. Women who refuse to undergo repeat surgery have been advised to have regular checkups. It is not yet clear who will finance the operations, though the country's largest health insurer, VZP, said on Thursday it would cover the cost of repeat surgery for all women who undertook it for health reasons. An estimated 2,000 Czech women received the risky implants. The EU's debt crisis, energy issues and the state of bilateral relations topped the agenda of a meeting between French Prime Minister François Fillon and the visiting Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas on Friday. The French Areva is one of the bidders for the contract on the completion of the Czech nuclear power plant at Temelín. The two officials reportedly also discussed new possibilities in the field of scientific and technological cooperation. Prime Minister Nečas is also due to meet with French President Nicolas Sarkozy on Friday evening. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be partly cloudy to overcast with rain, snow in the higher altitudes. Day temperatures between 1 and 5 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.